On Triple J.
This is 2013.
Tonight on Triple J's 2013, Emma Louise is a singer originally from Cairns. She now lives in Brisbane and her debut album came out on Friday. Versus Head, Versus Heart is the name of it. Over the last year, you've been hearing tracks like, well, on Triple J, her latest single, Freedom. Also last year, she had a great song called Boy. But a couple of years ago, in 2011, she put out a terrific first song called Jungle. Made it in at number 23 in the Hottest 100, sold over 35,000 copies, won awards, and it certainly got her a lot of attention very, very fast. How did that song and its success influence the making of her debut album? You're about to find out. I'm going to speak to Emma Louise in just a moment about her new album, but first of all, let's hear a song in full from it. This track from Emma Louise is called Atlas Eyes. Been a couple of years that we've been playing your music. I just said to you, though, the album's a little bit different to what I was expecting. Is it exactly how you imagined your first album to be?
To tell you the truth, I didn't really have any expectations either. You know, I'm proud of it because it's, you know, like where I'm at the moment, and yeah, it'd be interesting to see how everyone reacts to it.
What sort of first album did you want to make?
I don't think I really went into it with like, I'm going to make this album. It was actually like probably like four songs into recording the album that my direction completely changed. You know, like I'd say a few years ago I would have classified myself as like an acoustic singer-songwriter, and yeah, just been influenced by a lot of different stuff.
So when you were in the studio, all of a sudden the studio opened up a whole bunch of possibilities you hadn't imagined before. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, definitely. I think like the first four songs we recorded aren't on the album anymore. I started like writing with, you know, like the production that we were doing in the studio in mind, and it kind of, yeah, changed the whole direction of the album.
So with those first four songs, what weren't you satisfied by with those?
I guess they're more like based a lot around like guitar, like they're kind of like, I'd say like skeletal songs, you know, like they're, we couldn't really beef them up too much because it was very strongly structured as a
acoustic songs.
Yeah, so, acoustic songs.
So had those first four songs that you recorded been on this record, would it have been a very acoustically rootsy type sound, very simple?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, like we'll release some of the songs as extra songs here and there, and like, you know, they're still, I still relate to them, so I'm not like, ew, gross. You know, like
you haven't chucked them out completely.
Yeah, I still like them.
Yeah. The atmosphere on this record is the thing that struck me as something I wasn't expecting, because obviously we've had Jungle and Boy's a terrific song as well. The rest of the material on this record is far more atmospheric. The voices are incredible that you've used, because it's not just a straight voice. There's kind of harmonies working, there's backup vocals coming in at all sorts of points, and it's a really intriguing record because it's kind of so subtle, a lot of it.
Yeah, there's definitely like two sides to my music, which was very confusing when I was like choosing a direction, you know, because after I did Jungle, that was kind of like, I'm going to say fluke, but I'm very grateful for that fluke. You know, it got on radio and it gave me like a good head start. But, you know, there was pressure to like kind of write other up-tempo songs, and I was kind of like lost for, you know, a year in my writing. I didn't know, I was writing for two streams, and then all of a sudden it kind of both sides met up, and I guess on the album there's kind of where the jungly kind of like up-tempo stuff and like the slower acoustic stuff like Meet Up and...
With jungle, you just said it was a fluke. By that you mean you kind of think it's the most pop that you're going to get as a performer for the immediate future?
I don't really want to like limit myself to any... I don't mind like changing it up a bit. You know, I'll kind of like write whatever comes out, whatever I'm influenced by. But I guess, yeah, like when I wrote it, I had no idea... you know, that it would be, like, on radio and stuff. And I was... when it all happened, I was just... yeah, fluke seems like I'm, like, ungrateful for it, but I'm very grateful for how that all happened. Hey.
I don't know much about when you actually started getting interested in music. So obviously you seem to write a lot on piano. Was piano the first instrument that you learned to play?
No, I actually only started... it's funny that you say that, because I started playing piano like a year and a half ago.
Like, unbelievable, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So up until that point it was what, guitar?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I got a guitar in grade 7 because one of my friends was really good, Rochelle Meyer. She's still probably really good. And then I started playing other people's songs and people didn't really like that. And so I kind of was a bit disheartened.
Sorry, who didn't like that?
I don't know. Like, I just remember playing a song, what's it, by like, oh, Sixpence None the Richer, Kiss Me Down. And then I remember them being like, oh, that's not how it goes. And I was kind of like pretty disheartened by that. And I think I like stopped playing songs, and I started like writing songs like about my feelings, and I didn't really show anyone until grade 10, I think. Also, like, I don't think I was a very good singer like in grade 7.
Well, you're being a bit harsh on yourself. Year 7, your vocal cords are probably still developing as well. just as well you didn't call it quits.
Yeah.
People aren't satisfied with what I'm creating and you're in year 7 with Versus Head Versus Heart as the title. Is this something which was running through the making of the record? Because I kind of read into it, don't think too much about what you're doing, just let it come from the heart. Was that kind of the idea behind the title?
Yeah, I think there's like reflections of the title like in my life in like lots of different ways. But first of all, it was that battle between kind of people telling me, you know, people being like, oh, you know, what's the next thing you're going to do? Is it going to be... are you going to write it for radio? Or, and then there was like the heart side of things being like, if I don't do something that isn't myself, then I'm not going to want to be myself. And, you know, like, I just got to be super honest and speak from the heart. Especially being my first album, I really want to start from a pretty honest place. But yeah, I feel like I really did that with this album. There's my head in the water. My thoughts wash over me, over me, and I'm ready for disaster. I see you standing over me, over me, and I'm meant to be
...2013 with Richard Kingsmill.
On Triple J.